Okay, so look, obviously not the result you wanted today. There was five changes to start in the 11. How much of that was tactical and how much of that down to fatigue and the legs?
A lot of it was down to fatigue and the size of the squad. Mm. You know, we only have a squad of 22 players, three of which are goalkeepers, and then obviously we have four injury long term. So we had to use the 11 that we used on Friday night at home to Treaty, and obviously we're travelling down here today. It was just to try and freshen it up. Mm. That's all it was. I believe in each and every player in the squad, and if you believe in them, then you know you have to play them. And I seen it as an opportunity where to play them. Some took their chance, some didn't. That's how the game works. You know, we did freshen it up again at half time, where we made three changes at half time, and then we made a further two during the game. So we used our full quota of five subs. But ultimately, over the course of the 90 minutes, we just didn't do enough to win the game. Certainly, did we do enough to get a share of the spoils? I don't know, but what I would say is there was very little between the two teams. You know, we switch off in the 43rd minute, allow Bray in, you know, don't track the runner, he puts a good ball in the box, and then we don't track the runner into the midfield runner into the box, and he gets the goal. And ultimately, at this level now in the first division, there is nothing between all the teams, absolutely nothing. You know, you just have to look at the team sitting second to the team sitting sixth, and there's 3 points or 4 points between them. So, you know, you win a game, you jump two or three places, you lose a game, you drop two or three places. So that's how tight it is. And, you know, Bray defended well when they had to defend well, limited us to any real serious chances. We had a few half chances, and very much like maybe the game up at Finn Park where we came out on top, we were able to take our chances that evening, and Bray created very little. Again, here, Bray took their chance this evening, and we didn't really create anything in a clear cut. So, you know, I have no problem in saying, like, you know, Bray, Ian probably thinks that they fully deserved the 3 points. And, you know, if you look at the course of 90 minutes, they probably did, in the fact that they were clinical in front of goal and we weren't.
And the three, like the Friday, Monday fixtures, don't really suit any team, but like, do you feel it doesn't suit us at all? Like,
certainly doesn't suit us. No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't. And as I say, it's difficult then when you're down bodies. But look, again, it was a very, very tight affair, and again, it was separate. It was separated by one lapse of concentration from us, a good finishing play by the Bray team going forward. And then the second half, we started much better, created a few opportunities, but overall just didn't do enough.
Okay, and obviously you dust yourselves down for Friday.
Dust ourselves down for Friday, and then a few more changes again, because it's a long journey back to Bally Buffet. It'll probably be an hour, 4 hours before we get up the road. So, yes, tomorrow off, in Wednesday, in Thursday, and then game Friday.
And they tell you what, plan to spend your bank holiday Monday's driving the Bray to lose and drop all the way back.
Oh, that's it. Unfortunately, I feel more for the supporters that have travelled the whole way down on a good number again. Mm. You've seen them here this evening. You know, that they follow their club through thick and thin. So, look, it'll be disappointing for them heading the whole way back up the road with no points. But I just want to thank them for their efforts coming down here, especially in the bank holiday.
Okay.